It's Saturday. Let's talk baseball, specifically highlights from a season still green with hope. Bronx outfielder Aaron Judge became the first MVP to win a golden sombrero when he struck out four times on opening day. In Detroit, Spencer Torkelson homered in five consecutive games, tying a team record. And just down the road from us in Providence, Rhode Island last Saturday, Brown University's Olivia Pichardo became the first woman to pitch in an ACAA Division I game. No other sport is quite so well suited to tales of trial and redemption. Harry Brunius has one today. The old Joliet prison on the industrial outskirts of Chicago once housed gangsters like Babyface Nelson. On a cool spring Illinois afternoon, Harry followed the Joliet Slammers through the shuttered prison's front gates Thursday for what they call the Big House Ball Game, a nine-inning tip of the cap to Route 66 and the forgotten towns that dot America's past. "We were known for being a hardscrabble place," one resident told him. "But that's not a bad thing. A lot of great athletes have come from here. A lot of people who've gone on to do remarkable things." It's Saturday, May 2nd. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, May 5th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kurt Schillinger. Go to csmonitor.com or our app for our latest news briefs and reported stories. Now, today's Monitor stories. The Trump administration has taken the rare step of charging a group of ruling party Mexican officials in U.S. federal court. The move puts Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum in a tough spot with her own political constituents. Whitney Ulick reports for the Monitor. A federal appeals court officially ended the Biden-era student loan repayment plan that made payments more affordable. Now, some 7 million borrowers are facing the likelihood of higher payments. iReporter reports for the Monitor. In its quest to unite the self-governing island of Taiwan with mainland China, Beijing has considered and practiced a blockade of the Taiwan Strait, a critical waterway on which global trade relies. Is the world prepared? Ann Scott Tyson reports from Chuwei, Taiwan, for the Monitor. Route 66 courses through American cities that once flourished before their economies faded or were forced to change. The story of Joliet, Illinois, reflects the high times, the hardships, and the reinvention found along this century-old road. Harry Brunius reports from Joliet, Illinois, for the Monitor. In an essay for the Home Forum, a writer learns to see his reclusive neighbor in a new light. Contributor Dave Bachman reports for the Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case, Mackenzie Farkas, and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.